This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy lunchtime, everybody. We have got, we had a big story yesterday break, and that Alex Bregman did not choose the Detroit Tigers. He chose the Boston Red Sox. And as always, you know, there's fallout and ramification. What does it mean for us? We always, you know, spin it local, and it, clearly our team wanted to make the upgrade at third base. There is very good news, I think, here. And the good news is ownership, Scott Harris, the Greenberg cat, everybody was ready to open up the checkbook and make a financial commitment north of $171 million for a player. I think that is entering into a new era. Now, they've already spent like $60 million more this offseason, but they got into the deep end of the pool when it came to bidding on a high-end free agent. Not all free agents are accessible by the Tigers organization. We didn't hear them at all involved with, let's say, Juan Soto, for instance. And,
right.
And that's, you know, they could, I suppose, try and get in those bidding wars. It's hard to keep up with the big markets, the bigger markets when it comes to payroll. But you could make a run at that and, you know, hope that it all is worth it in the end. The bottom line is that accessibility to a player that would come here, he chose not to. He chose a three-year, $120 million deal with Boston, $40 million per season, although some of it's deferred, makes the money a little bit different, but there's opt-outs after every year. Detroit's offer was a six-year, $175 million deal, $28.58 million per year with one opt-out after 2026. Chicago was right in the middle, a four-year, $120 million deal, $30 million with opt-outs after 26 and 27. He chooses the shortest deal, Boston, with a chance to become a free agent after every season, if he so chooses. I was a little relieved, a little disappointed, probably a little bit more relieved, because I have my questions about what he would be over the next 6 years and whether or not he'd be worth it. But the disappointment is around he'd start at third base for them and they'd be a better baseball team this year and probably the favorite to win the American League Central and get into the postseason. And once you're in, let's go. Anything can happen. Gator, you were more disappointed than anything.
Yeah, I was, because there's no question adding Alex Bregman to this roster was going to improve the roster. I don't think they got worse because they didn't sign him, because, you know, the worst case scenario is they just go back at it next year with what they had, which, you know, their lineup was, and pitching staff, everything was good enough to make the playoff run that they did. And the way they finished down the stretch, the 29-12 record or whatever it was, that's outstanding. Are they that team, or did they just get hot? We'll find out. I think this is a better than 500 baseball team, but I was disappointed because, yeah, he would have made a difference. He would have plugged up a hole and would have been a nice fixture there at third base for years to come. I'm also proud of the Tigers, though, for making that offer. And the details leaking and coming out public of what it was, a lot of times that doesn't get out there, and I'm glad it got out there. Evan Petzold of the Free Press was real quick to show what the numbers were, what it was told that the deal was. 6 years and $171.5 million is a ton of money. First of all, it's way more than what Houston was offering at the 6 and 156. So, and it wasn't just a couple million more. I mean, it's significant when you get to nearly $15 million more dollars in the overall contract. The fact that it was a six-year deal show that there was a financial commitment from the Detroit Tigers to make something happen. Now, did it fall well short of the $200 million that was leaked out that Boris was asking for his client? Yeah, and thank God, because that's way too much. Then you see that Boston gave up $40 million a year over 3 years to land him. It's a smart contract for Boston. It's a smarter contract for Bregman. And in the end, I'm fine because the Tigers made their big offer. Now, I don't know if the Tigers were willing to go on a shorter term. Did they offer the same thing? If the Tigers had offered 4 and 120 and Boston offers 4 and 120, he's going to take Boston every day.
Yep.
So I'm disappointed he's not a Detroit Tiger, but it's not the end of the world. They have options. They can go out and make a trade if they want to, or they stick with what they have and evaluate things halfway through the season when the trade deadline comes, and you'll know, all right, do they have to do this or do they have to do that? And did things work out with Jace Young? Is he healthy and shows he can hit? And, you know, he's only going to improve as a fielder. Does it look good having Veerling there as well as some kind of platoon? You know, Ibanez and McKinstry, all these guys working together. There's a lot of moving pieces. It's not all just linked to third base with the Detroit Tigers. All other right. guys can make up for not landing him as an offensive player.
So I never really thought that this was possible. But this morning, was this this morning, Kang, that we got this sound? This morning on MLB Network, John Morosi, insider, brought up those that might be in play here for the third baseman from the St. Louis Cardinals, Nolan Arenado. Okay. Nolan Arenado.
Yes.
Let's start with this. He's got a no-trade clause, and it's a full no-trade clause. He flexed that option to nix a potential deal to the Astros in December, according to a story on MLB.com. So 2 months ago, he said no to Houston.
So that's a hurdle you got to get past if you want to add him.
Yep.
You're also looking at a player who is going to be 34.
Yep.
So, you know, Bregman 31, 32, 33.
Yep.
But you're starting with Arenado at 34, 35, 36. He has 3 years left on a deal. A deal that pays him $32, $27, and $15 million over the next 3 years. So that's 50, 60, 72, $74 million over 3 years, roughly $25 million a year. However,
I got him on spot track at 21, 16, and 15.
Because there's $10 million of it is already paid by Colorado.
Okay.
So now you're dropping that.
That wouldn't come from Detroit.
Correct.
So if Detroit traded for him, he'd be $21 million this year, 16 next year, and 15 the following year.
That's correct. Okay. So now you're looking at that, and okay, it makes it a little bit easier to take, but also knowing, apparently by reports, that St. Louis is more than willing to pay off some of that as well. So now you're looking at, you know, would you take Nolan Arenado for $18 million a year for the next 3 years?
I'm really intrigued because I love the defense.
Well, he's a phenomenal third baseman, but you're looking at offensive side of him as well, and this is a guy whose best years are way behind him. Now, he's only 2 years removed from having a 30 home run and 100 RBI season with an 891 OPS. But since then, the OPS dropped to 774 and then 719. And he doesn't get on base with nearly the high rate that he used to. So his on-base percentage is down. And because he's now 34, I'm concerned about that. I'm not really fired up for a guy who's going to turn 34 April 16th and then to have him for the 3 years. But if the price is right.
The price is right.
It depends on how much St. Louis is willing to eat on that deal, because there's no question he can still play third base.
Yeah, that's where, start with this. The money diminishing every year, got to like that, because you imagine his skill set will diminish a little bit every year. But probably, you know, what is St. Louis just, we just want to get rid of him? Are they in that kind of place?
Seems like it.
Could be interesting. John Morosi bringing up the Tigers today as a possible landing spot for Nolan Arenado. How would you feel about that? What I love, I mean, again, if he nixed a trade to Houston back in December, would he be more open to a trade to Detroit now? Or has enough changed? Has anything changed? I would have to imagine he would prefer to play in Houston offensively. we know who's better because one of them beat the other in the postseason.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
So there's, we know who's better. God, it feels good to actually be able to say that about somebody. It's been so long. 248-539-9797. Are you open to Nolan Arenado? And how would you describe your feelings towards the news that the Tigers were not going to land Alex Bregman on a six-year, $171.5 million deal? 248-539-9797, 97.1 The Ticket. Michigan Auto Law, Auto Accident Attorneys. See, they specialize only in auto and truck accidents, and because of that, Michigan Auto Law has received more million-dollar auto accident results than any other lawyer or law firm in Michigan. The largest auto accident settlement and the largest truck accident settlement, and it's one of the reasons why if someone in my family needs a lawyer for an auto accident, or if I need one, I'm going to my guy Steve and his crew at Michigan Auto Law. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, Auto Accident Attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. So I guess it's official today. Aaron Rodgers, the Jets announced, will not be back, which everybody kind of knew already. They were looking for commitments to show up and to not be a distraction. And that was too much of an ask. Too much of an ask. Hey, we'd like you to be here and not be a distraction. Nope. All righty. This guy. But I've got odds here as to who his next team will be.
For Aaron Rodgers?
Yep.
Okay. Raiders.
Raiders are 2-1. They are the second favorite.
Second favorite. Yep. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Minnesota.
Minnesota's 10-1. They're the third favorite.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Tennessee.
Tennessee is 14-1. And I got to tell you, if Tennessee is going to go the young quarterback route, is there a better mentor than Aaron Rodgers? The answer to the question is yes. Everyone
Everyone's a
is
better
a better mentor. Mentor than Aaron Rodgers. Do you want me to just tell you who the favorite is?
Think about one more guess. Is AFC or NFC?
AFC.
AFC. Is it Indianapolis?
Indianapolis is 16-1. They're the
All right, who is it?
It's Pittsburgh. -165.
God, I would not touch him with a 10-foot pole if I were Pittsburgh.
I wouldn't touch him for a 10-foot pole with a 10-foot pole if I were running an NFL team, but that's me. Okay, so the Bregman thing, the only thing that now I want to see them moving forward, because they got options. They've got a lot of interchangeable parts, this Tiger team, and so they don't get Bregman. So it feels like Vierling is a strong candidate, but they might use him in the outfield. But is Kerry Carpenter going to be an everyday outfielder? Or are they going to have him be a DH, given some injury problems? Is Andy Ibañez... They say, look, the bat's too good. We're going to put you in there because you absolutely kill left-handed pitching. Is Jace Young, as a lefty, does he get a shot? Zach McKinstry is still a jack-of-all-trades. And a lot of this has to do with, like I said, is Kerry Carpenter, is Justin Henry Molloy somehow force his way into the lineup? The one thing I don't want from an everyday lineup sense is I don't want to sacrifice defense just to get a bat into the lineup. Occasionally, sure, it's going to happen, but defense is too important for me to say, hey, let's just make this work with the best offensive lineup and we'll put a butcher at third. Butcher's a strong term, but you get the point. And it sounds like Jace Young has a long way to go, but he's still young. He could improve there. Arenado, if they were to trade for him, would be your third baseman, and he is still good defensively. And there's a lot that would have to happen for him to end up in Detroit. And we're talking about that because we just played the John Morosi cut. But a lot of flexibility here, Gator, at third, and what they can do.
Yeah, they do have a lot of flexibility. They could platoon things with they've got four guys on a roster right now, two right-handed, two left-handed, that can all play that position. And you could make a case that makes all the sense in the world to just go ahead and do that. I'd rather have the guy that you can just pencil in being a starter at third base for 145 games this year. But if that guy's not there, then do something else. That's why I wanted Bregman. Arenado is intriguing, but it's intriguing to me with the idea if he would waive his no trade clause and say he wants to be a Tiger, getting back to Kang's point about he wants guys that want to be here. I agree with you. I want guys who want to be here too. If he doesn't, let's not force it. But if he does, how much is St. Louis willing to kick in to pay down that salary? Because it's a lot of money that's owed him for a guy who's, you know, going to be 34 in the middle of April.
Yeah. All valid questions. And if St. Louis is motivated, do the Tigers get Arenado for a second-level prospect? Could be interesting. Could be interesting. Here's feedback coming in regarding Bregman. I am 100% relieved that the Tigers did not land Bregman. While I'm happy they're willing to commit to a long-term deal, I don't need to commit to someone who's past 30 for 6 years. I understand that, and I really struggled and went back and forth on this. I hated the 6 years. I hated the amount of money on 6 years, but they had accessibility to a good player, and they don't always have accessibility to that. Not everybody's going to consider or would consider coming to Detroit, and I guess in the end he didn't say yes to Detroit, so maybe they never really had accessibility to him. But also, he made him better short-term, which is a hard thing to deny and a hard thing to pass because this team could win now.
Well, let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
Reports at the time when Houston was intrigued by Arenado.
Yeah.
There was reporting at the time that said the Cardinals were willing to eat $15 to $20 million of Arenado's contract.
So let's go $15 million, 21, 16, and 15. So you essentially get the third year free. Buy yourself a Nolan Arenado, get a third year free. That works. Steve in Rochester says, I was relieved after hearing about Bregman, mostly because, as others have mentioned, he didn't want to come here. Unnamed texter, at this point, before we go signing a 34, 35-year-old third baseman for almost $20 million, is he talking about trading?
Trading, yeah.
Okay, before we go trading a 35 or 34 or 5-year-old third baseman for almost $20 million, I'd rather give Jace Young the opportunity. It'd be great if Jace can get it done because that's a draft pick. It's another example of a cheap player that you don't have to spend a lot of money on. Then you can focus your resources on something else. He's going to have a great spring training.
Well, but isn't this also the classic example of what Scott Harris said? He didn't want to sign players that were going to block some of the younger players. We haven't really seen what Jace Young could do. He played 20 games last year, whatever. I'm all for that as well, but he's going to have to prove that he belongs on the roster during spring training. It's very important for several players on this team, and Young is one of them. And, you know, if they don't deal for, let's say Arenado doesn't get dealt this spring, it doesn't mean he won't get dealt. It just means that they're going to, you know, St. Louis is letting things play out a little bit longer. I don't know if they have to get it done. I'm sure they'd like to get it done, just move on. But there's nothing that says the Tigers have to do something now. Oh no, if they lose him to another team, okay. You know, I think the name is intriguing, but it's not like got to have him like I really wanted Bregman. Arenado is, I don't even know if it's a consolation prize. It's an option.
Yeah, it is an option. I think it's a decent option because the price might be right. We'll see how it plays itself out. Scott and Carlton says the real question, guys, is how does Bregman signing affect the Cowboys? Yep, you're right.
Good point.
As always. The best news of this is now I'm going to assume that the Tigers have $28.58 million burning a hole in their pocket that they have got to make a move at the trade deadline. And, you know, the trade deadline move, we haven't been privy to a massive buy in a long time.
No, what would be the first name,
the first name that popped in my head was David Price.
Yeah, Price or Cespedes.
But that massive buy, here's what happens at the trade deadline. The field of players is way greater than just Alex Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
There will be players at probably every position that are available, and they might be more motivated to leave their current situations as their teams fade. The Tigers now have to go out with this collection of players that they have and justify a buy come the trade deadline. But there'll be, I feel like waiting to the trade deadline gives you more options than what they were kind of down to, Bregman or nothing.
Well, one of the things that's been frustrating over years to watch when it gets to the trade deadline is that the teams that want the big-time players were always able to get them because they were deep with their minor league system. teams like the Dodgers or the Yankees were always able to do it. And the Tigers weren't because they weren't deep. Well, now the Tigers are deep in their system. So when it comes to a trade deadline acquisition, this is where the playing field levels.
Yep.
Because it's not about money. It's about what do you give me in return in terms of players and prospects. And the Tigers can make that move now when you get to July.
Well, we're not done with the Tiger conversation. Next hour, you hear the best of what A.J. Hinch told the morning show as he was on for a long time. And there was some interesting stuff, including his reaction to Bregman going elsewhere. Hear that in the 1 o'clock hour. But coming up today at 12:35, another edition of Who's on Top. Get ready to play along. I'll explain the game at 12:35. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Got the winter blues? Need a spark to get you through this? Well, Sarah Chevrolet in Southfield can give you the jolt that you need. The deals on the 2024 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive EVs are incredible. So much so that Sarah Chevrolet bought out every 2024 in the county that they could find. And you can now lease the all-wheel drive Blazer EV for just $199 a month with only $999 down. Taxes and fees are included. These are shockingly low payments. The 2024 Chevy Blazer EV comes standard with heated seats, heated steering wheel, and all-wheel drive. All help your winter drive go smooth. Take a look at it outside. You want that to go smoothly, right? Well, bolt into Sarah Chevrolet in Southfield before they're gone. And believe me, at these low prices, at these low payments, these Blazer EVs are going to be gone soon. Not only does Sarah Chevrolet Southfield have late nights, they're also open on Saturdays for sales and service with loaner vehicles available. Shop online at sarahchevrolet.com or give them a call at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. They're generating excitement. Together, let's drive.
Lions are making a hire. According to various reports, the Lions are expected to hire Texas's Tashard Choice as their new running backs coach. And
good college running back.
Scotty Montgomery is moving to wide receivers. Is that right?
That's what I saw.
Interesting. Tashard Choice played in the league for the Cowboys, the Redskins, the Bills, and the Colts. Was a running back at Oklahoma and Georgia Tech. He transferred before the days of the transfer portal.
Didn't sit out a year.
Yeah, he had to sit out and worked his way up. Was an intern with the Cowboys, then a grad assistant at North Texas, then North Texas running back coach, then the running back coach at Georgia Tech. From 2019 to 2021, he wouldn't have had Jahmyr Gibbs, would he? Because Jahmyr Gibbs started his career.
I think he did.
Okay.
Intriguing.
So Jahmyr Gibbs, let me go back and just double and triple check this. I said he was there till 2021. Yeah, he was Jahmyr Gibbs' running back coach in college. So now we know.
There's a connection.
There is a connection.
Which means they know each other.
It does. Which means it's going to work.
Yes, exactly. Nailed it.
He ran for over 2,800 yards, Tashard Choice did, his last 2 years at Georgia Tech with 22 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He was pretty sweet.
Okay. I like that. So, Jahmyr Gibbs, this kid committed to Tashard Choice. Out of high school, and when Tashard Choice left Georgia Tech, Jahmyr Gibbs left Georgia Tech and went to Alabama. Did he leave because he lost Tashard Choice? Is that how high the respect is? Mm. More reasons why it's affirmed. It will work. we hope.
Check one other thing here. No, we just missed. I was going to say, I wondered if he had played with Dan Campbell in Dallas. Tashard Choice, but he played in Dallas in 2008 to 2010.
Adam Rettenberg has connected another dot here. the ESPN college football writer. Coach running back Jahmyr Gibbs while at Georgia Tech. He also coached Bijan Robinson at Texas. He's had some good backs.
Sure.
He had those two backs that went, the first two backs taken in the draft a couple years ago. All right, you ready for another edition of Who's on Top?
I guess so.
All right, here we go. Wow. Hold on. Can we stop the music? Stop the music. You sounded like you don't want to do this.
No, I want to, but this one's tough.
Oh, okay.
This one's really tough.
All right, good. All right. Sorry, I was like, are we going to do this?
Because I say it's tough because when you hear the category, you'll know there's so many great options.
Well, I'll give you the category, and then we'll give you the category, and we'll tell you how this works for people who aren't familiar. The category is the greatest TV characters of all time. Greatest TV characters of all time. I will tell you that virtually everyone from the top 10, actually 9 out of the top 10, are in the last 30 years. 9 of the top 10 are in the last 30 years. So we're not going back to,
the
Stone Ages, the Flintstones.
Archie Bunker.
Yeah, we're not doing Lucy. No, it's not Lucy. It's like these are recent. Almost all of them are
Mr.
recent.
Ed.
From like 1995 on is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that. So I think only one of them goes beyond 30 years.
And this is all genres? This is TV, right?
It's TV. So, it's not movies. So it's not Luke Skywalker. We're just looking for the best TV characters.
Could be like HBO shows.
It's all of it.
Yeah.
Anything that you see on your television. Now.
So tough.
The way this works is Gator's going to give us three guesses, and then people can help him round out the top 10. So 248-539-9797. If you want to help Gator round out the top 10, are you ready?
I am.
Let's go.
All right. I'm going to start with the character that makes my house smell fantastic. And that's Rip Wheeler from Yellowstone.
You might have some explaining to do why you referenced it that way.
So you got me a candle for Christmas along with a couple of scotch glasses or whiskey glasses.
Yep.
And the candle smells like Rip Wheeler.
That's the scent.
Yes.
Smells like Rip Wheeler.
Yeah.
So Gator goes Rip Wheeler from Yellowstone.
Yep. Next, I would go to perhaps my favorite show of all time, which was Deadwood when it was on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great characters there, but I thought Al Swearengen, I thought he was unbelievable. The character of Al Swearengen was great.
Okay.
And lastly, going back to HBO, and this is, I hated the show and I watched every episode of it, but the reason I watched every episode of it was because of this guy, Ari from Entourage. I thought was a great character.
Okay.
If that's the reason, I mean, I'm going to watch Entourage for Ari and the women folk, not for certainly the four group of friends there because I thought they were awful, but Ari was great.
In the top 10, Gator, you got none.
Yeah. Can I go two more? Then I have two others that aren't going to be there either.
Well, we got people on hold. This is a classic case of stealing thunder.
But I'm for it. I mean, this is not fair.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Move this man!
That's coming from behind the glass.
Don't forget it. Forget it. It's being hostile. I don't want to.
Let the people take some guesses.
I don't appreciate the hostility.
All right, Gator got none in the top 10. They're all in the last, 9 of the 10 are from the last 30 years. Greatest TV characters of all time.
I just wanted this other thing I'm going to say. I did not go with characters that I hadn't seen. Okay. So, like, there's some shows that are very popular that I just didn't watch, so I didn't go with that.
All right. This is including all kinds of television. Well, maybe nobody will say him, and you can do it at the end. Let's go to Eric. You're on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. Let's go Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson, Gator. Do you think Homer Simpson made the top 10?
Yeah, he's great.
Homer did not make the top 10.
Well, this is a ridiculous list.
I thought you'd say ridiculous just because Rip Wheeler isn't in the top 10.
Well, I mean, I'm already protesting it.
Dylan, you're next on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Dylan. Dylan, are you there?
Dylan.
No good. Let's go to Troy next on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Troy.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Walter White, Heisenberg.
Walter White, Gator, from
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Do you think Walter White made
it? He probably is. I didn't have him on my list because I didn't watch Breaking Bad.
Walter White checks in at number one.
Yeah.
The number one All-time best TV character. Well done, Troy. 248-539-9797. Still have 2 through 10. Who else deserves to be on this list? Tim, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
I have Leroy Jethro Gibbs from NCIS.
Leroy Jethro Gibbs from NCIS. Do you think he made it, Gator?
I'm going to say no.
He did not make the top 10. Sorry. 248-539-9797. Colin in Livonia, you're next. Hi, Colin.
Hey, I was thinking, I got three on my mind here.
Well, let's give us one. You only need one.
I got, only one. Barney Stinson.
Barney from The Simpsons?
How I Met Your Mother.
I'm sorry, from How I Met Your Mother. Okay, is that Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm going to say no, but it's a pretty good character.
He did not make the top 10. Sorry, Colin. 248-539-9797. Nick in Pontiac, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Nick, go ahead.
I got Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano. Do you think Tony Soprano made the top 10?
Yes.
Tony Soprano checks in at number 2 on the list. Well done, Nick. 3 through 10 are still out there. Was that one of the ones you were going to say?
No, it's one I should have said.
Yeah, let's go to Brad. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
We're good.
I'm going to go with Al Bundy.
Al Bundy. Do you think Al Bundy made the top 10?
I don't.
Al Bundy did not. He did not make the top 10. I know he's somewhere because it went down to 50.
Great character. Love Al Bundy.
Yep.
Prior to Paul Kai. I don't know if you know this. He had 4 touchdowns in a single game one time.
He was number 30 on the list, just so you know. Brian in Bloomfield Hills, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Greatest TV character of all time.
Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Never watched 24, but that's Kiefer Sutherland. I'm going to say no.
He did not make the top 10. Sorry, Brian. 248-539-9797. The clue is almost all of these characters, 9 out of the 10, are from the last 30 years. Ryan is next and on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ryan.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I got a guess. I don't know if it's too old, but it was one of my favorites, and I won't even say the name. I'll just give you the sound, and it's...
Is that Scooby?
Scooby-Doo?
No. Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Oh. I'm going to say no.
He did not make the top 10, no. Are we idiots for not picking up? I thought that was a Scooby-Doo.
I mean, it sounded like more Scooby than Tim. I know what he's talking about. I used to watch the show, but...
Unfortunately, Tim, the Toolman Taylor, did not make the top 10. Brad in Lennox Township, you're next. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be number 1, but Kramer. Come on now, Kramer.
Kramer.
He's probably on the list.
Did not make the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, when we get to the top 10, some of these you're going to be, I think you're going to be like, yeah, well, I can see that.
I don't know. I imagine maybe it's...
If you didn't like the show.
He still might be persona non grata after he left Seinfeld.
Bruce, you're next. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, guys. I'm going to say from one of my favorite shows of all time, 2 and a Half Men, I'm going to say Charlie Harper.
Charlie Harper from 2 and a Half Men. Do you think he made it?
I love the show. I've seen every episode a million times. I don't think he's on the list.
He didn't make it, no. 248-539-9797. We go to Matt next on 97.1 The Ticket. Top 10 TV characters of all time.
Hey, boys. Good afternoon.
What's up?
I got Marty Bird.
Marty Bird. The great Marty Bird. Ozark.
I think it's a great character, but what were it, just 2 seasons of Ozark or 3 seasons of Ozark?
Were there 3? 3 seasons
3
of Ozark?
3 maybe. Wendy, were there...
I think they split the last one. The last one.
I'm going to say no. I don't think he's on the list, even though I love him.
Doug loves your Marty Bird, man.
Yeah, no, that's why I do it, just because Doug loves. Right. I don't know how good it is. But...
Right. Well,
Doug's seen like 4 Doug TV shows, and so...
Yeah, it's true.
But his reference to Wendy, and he's so, he gets Jason Bateman, and he nails it.
I think we can get the top 10. No, you're not in the top 10.
Riley, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Riley.
What's up? Let's go with Dexter Morgan.
Dexter Morgan. Gator, is that from the show Dexter?
Yeah.
Ha ha.
I'm going to say
deductive no. Deductive reasoning. He did not make the top 10. No, we'll take a couple more. Jake in Detroit. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Sam Malone from Cheers.
Sam Malone from Cheers.
Sam was great. I'll say he is.
He did not make the top 10. The problem with this category I've discovered.
It's hard to get old if you use Sam Malone.
But there's way too many good TV shows and a lot of great characters. Kyle in Detroit, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going with James Jimmy McGill, a.k.a. Saul Goodman, Better Call Saul.
Saul Goodman from Better Call Saul. Do you think he made it?
I do not.
Number five on the list. Kyle in Detroit, you got number five.
People that like Breaking Bad really like Breaking Bad.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Rick, I'm sorry, uh-oh. Jordan in Detroit, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jordan.
Shadow, yeah.
Hi there.
Hey.
I got Frank Gallagher from Shameless.
Frank Gallagher from Shameless. Do you think he made the top 10?
I don't, because I don't think enough people watch Shameless, although I hear it's a great show, and that would be a pretty good guess, but I don't think he's on there.
He didn't make the top 10, no. One more. Rick in Ann Arbor, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. I got a good one. Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Jon Snow from Game of Thrones, Gator.
I'm going to say no, because if you're going to go Game of Thrones, I would think it would be another character on there, but like Game of Thrones.
Okay, he did not make the list. We will tell you who made the top 10 in what I feel like is going to be a controversial list of the greatest TV characters of all time. 9 of the 10 from the last 30 years. That coming up today at 12:50 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, we all know the cost of everything is going up. Heck, you can't leave your favorite fast food restaurant without spending at least $10 a person, right? Well, skip the drive-thru and make it to your favorite Twin Peaks for happy hour. They run the best happy hour in the state with the You Call It and Shot Caller. Do you drink Tito's? $5. Jack Daniels? $5. Captain Morgan? $5. 29 Degree Draft, Dirty Blonde, or Naughty Brunette? Yep, you guessed it. $5. I'll even take it a step further. You want to be a shot caller? Patron, $7. Woodford Reserve, $7. Grey Goose, yes, sir, $7. But it doesn't stop there. They've mixed in 8 food options like $5 fried pickles and Billionaire's Bacon, or $7 loaded fries, cheese bites, or their smoked chicken quesadilla. Their new and improved happy hour runs Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6, and again late night from 10 to close. Couldn't think of a better way to end the workday than head into your favorite lodge and take advantage of these awesome deals. And it's also the best part. The Twin Peaks girls. We know how pricey it is going out to eat these days. Enjoy getting deals. It's the best company right now at Twin Peaks. Stop in today and see what the hype is all about. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Kind of scrolling here through this list, some names that I heard during the guesses for the top TV characters of all time. Jon Snow came in at 22. Al Bundy at 30. Takes us up to just about 50.
Kramer,
45.
Can't believe he's only 45.
Yeah, he's a great character, but there's a lot of great characters out there. There's definitely, though, it's clear from this, well, Negan, 54. Negan ruined The Walking Dead.
Here we go.
The Negan storyline sunk that series.
There it is.
Because it wouldn't die. He wouldn't die. That went on and on and on.
He still isn't dead.
Isn't he?
I mean, last I watched, alert. He wasn't. Who cares?
A million times that to show. Kill him.
Show's done.
It killed the show for Doug.
It did. It totally did. I was like, the Negan, it just, everything grinded to a halt.
Started being, he was a scary guy, scary character. And then, you're right, Doug, they had all these opportunities and just didn't get it.
And it's like, how many seasons are we going to have the Negan storyline? Apparently all the rest of them. All right, you had some other guesses you wanted to get in.
Based on, this is just guessing here, Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. I'm going to guess he's on there if people love the other two guys in Breaking Bad.
Correct. He is number 6 on the list, Jesse Pinkman.
When somebody said Jon Snow, it got me thinking about Game of Thrones and who's the best character on Game of Thrones. Is it Tyrion Lannister?
Number 3 on the list, Gator.
Somebody said Homer Simpson. Love Homer, but isn't Bart the show? Is Bart on the list?
Bart did not make the top 10.
And then lastly is just another one of my favorites, which probably isn't, but I just want to say it. Omar from The Wire?
Omar from The Wire did not make the top 10. Here are your top 10 TV characters of all time. At number 10, this wise-cracking, carrot-chomping rabbit had been a beloved icon in the world of animation for decades.
Wow.
Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
And number nine is the affable and somewhat naive character brought to life with wit and charm by Matt LeBlanc, Joey Tribbiani at number nine.
Really? Top 10 of all time? Joey?
Yep.
Well, I like Joey.
I think one of the Tub of Pretzels questions back in the day was, if you had to pick one, who's the main character of Friends?
Yeah, it was.
I don't think you guys picked Joey, either one of you two.
No. I thought it was Ross, I think.
I think I picked Ross.
Not the best. It's just I thought he was the main character because everything kind of revolved around the Ross and Rachel thing.
At number eight is also a character from Friends.
Oh.
Is it Chandler?
Kang?
I'm going Chandler as well.
Once referred to as Chandler Bong.
Yes.
Yes, Chandler Bing is number eight. At number seven, an idiosyncratic, unforgettable presence in the mockumentary sitcom The Office, portrayed with the intense dedication by Rainn Wilson, Dwight Schrute.
That's a great character.
Yep. Number six, Gator got it after the final horn, Jesse Pinkman.
From Breaking Bad.
Yep. And number five, we did have somebody got that. It was Kyle in Detroit got Saul Goodman.
From Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Yep. And number four, the quintessentially awkward, often cringeworthy boss at the center of the American version of The Office, Michael Scott.
Sure, sure.
And number three, Gator again after the final buzzer sounded. He got Tyrion Arnold Lannister.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Kang's shaking his head. Kang doesn't like that.
Well, and I'm a dad.
He's a dad he doesn't like.
Come on, no love for Tyrion Arnold?
No.
Okay.
No love.
At number two, Nick got Tony Soprano, and at number one, Walter White. Troy got that one.
What was just outside, like 11th or 15?
Okay, good. No, yeah, this is good. At number 11, Sherlock Holmes.
What?
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes. At number 12, Barney Stinson. Did somebody say that? Somebody said that.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, it's number 12.
How I Met Your Mother.
At number 13, Dr. Gregory House from House.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I don't know how to say this. Mike Ehrmantraut from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
Didn't watch it, don't know.
Yeah, I made it. I'm halfway through season three, and I haven't watched an episode in almost 2 months. Number 15, this is going to be met with hostility. Tom and Jerry.
Well, I love Tom and Jerry growing up, but it seems odd. I mean, it's cartoons.
Number 16, I swore somebody guessed this, Scooby-Doo, but apparently not. Here's a great one that nobody mentioned. Number 17, and I know who it is, so I'm happy. Daryl Dixon from The Walking Dead. Okay.
I'm so soured on The Walking Dead. It took me years after you did.
If you know what I feel like? I bailed. You shamed me for bailing, yeah. And years later, you're mad you didn't bail.
Well, I'm mad because they kept it going, like, in different, like, they did the spinoff stuff, right? And they were dumb.
Fear the Walking Dead had a promising start.
I liked the Fear of the Walking Dead. Yeah, the first season was pretty good. The second season, okay. And
Creed?
Then,
Creed, was that? Who was the dude?
No.
In Fear the Walking Dead? Black guy.
Yeah, I know who you mean. Coleman Domingo, the actor, but
whatever his name is.
Yeah, I don't know. The show just started to take a nosedive. And, you know, when you do the time jumps like you do, just forget it. I mean, just stop. It's like when you introduce a little kid to a sitcom and it ruins it. That's what they were doing when they did the time jumps.
Okay.
Ruined it.
Batman is 18. Spock is 19. Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory is 20.
He's a great character.
So
that's another show I'm starting to watch now that I didn't watch when it was out.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory. Funny show.
This list came from The Ranker, ranker.com, where you can go vote and move people around, and it's all based on people's votes. So a lot of love for Friends, tons of love for Breaking Bad and The Office. So there you go. Another edition of Who's on Top. All right, so Gator,
yeah,
could this guy be coming to Detroit?
Oh.
We think so, as trade talk heats up. We'll get to that today at 102. And at 120, the best of what AJ Hinch told our morning show this morning. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.